For the Lord himself, he didn't say who will descend himself. He said the Lord himself, God himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout. Now, for blind preachers, they're expecting that when it is time for the rapture, Jesus said will appear in the sky. Then they say, hey, rapture don't start. Verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise. First, verse 17. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. We. How many belong to that we? Where are they talk? We. You mean after this earth, we'll go see again? We'll go see continue fellowship. Show this one. Show him. Show this one face. Touch him. Say Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Fire. Praise the Lord. We are talking about going to heaven. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Saved by grace. Wait, don't complete the song. Answer it. We are talking about going home. If to say, I am talking about how you become millionaire now. Look, try this man, Sabi, preach. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am not explaining that scripture. I'm only trying to let you know something. That when the Bible says that the Lord himself will descend with a shout, it means, praise the Lord. It will be an action that will be taking place, but inspired by the Lord himself. There are three stages of the rapture, as we see in that verse 16, 1 Thessalonians. Three stages. And there are different periods. The shout, the voice of the archangel, the shout. Amen. Hallelujah. Awakens all the virgins. As we see in Matthew 25, in verse 6, he said, at midnight there was a cry made, and the virgins arose and did what? They trimmed their lamps. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet. Trimming their lamp there is revelation. What is a shout? It's a ministry. Screaming and saying, you are in error. Correct your errors. And that shout is the ministry of the seventh angel. In Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. And no other person fulfilled in this age than that man, William Marion Branham. How? He brought us back to the apostolic faith. We heard what he was saying and we trimmed our lamps of revelation. A lot of errors that went on and still going on in the churches. But through him, the Lord Jesus Christ began to talk to us. And now we understand the perfect will of God. And nobody must walk in the permissive will of God. Because God will still stand by his perfect will. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is who we are. You are here to have opportunity to trim your lamp. Thy word is a lamp. It gives light from earth to glory. A parable in the Bible. Amen. Matthew chapter 33, verse 3. Sorry, chapter 13, verse 33. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. One verse parable. It is one verse, but that sermon can last us for 1 month to understand that verse. He says, another parable spake he unto them. What did he say? The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. A woman took 3 measures of meal. The meal there, to summarize that, is the 3 works of grace. 3 measures of meal. 3 works of grace. By which every one of us must pass through to go to heaven. Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Every one of us, you must go through this stage. These 3 stages. The first one is justification. The second one is baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the third one is sanctification. That is the process you must go through. 1, to go to heaven. And that is the same process you must go through to overcome the enemy. The overcoming power lies in these 3 works of grace. And every sinner that will come to Christ, before he finishes his work in you, he does it by these 3 works of grace. And it must be properly understood so that you will know whether you have been justified or not. And whether you have been glorified or not. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And whether you understand what is true righteousness, what is acceptable before God, what is true holiness, it is through the process of sanctification. And if you are listening to me, wherever you are, you will know that today, these 3 works of grace have been messed up. When he said a woman took it, a woman there are 3 symbolic women in the Bible. It is one of those 3 women that did it. The first woman in the Bible is Revelation. They are all in the book of Revelation. The first one is Revelation chapter 12. And that woman there is the nation of Israel. The second woman is in Revelation chapter 17. Known as the harlot and the mother of harlots and all the abominations of the earth. And that woman is the Roman Catholic religion. It's from Rome that woman came from. Praise the Lord. The third woman is in Revelation chapter 19. What does the Bible call her? Say it now. Are you following me? Look, I don't like a cold church. If you know it, say it. And the ministers were following me yesterday and shouting. And some women were looking at them as if they are distracting me. They are not distracting me. They are letting me know they are following. Their shout was firing me to go on. This is a Pentecostal church. And this is a church where there is liberty of the spirit. Your pastor catch you when you come here will lose you. Feel free in the spirit and express yourself. If the Holy Ghost leads you to come and paste $100 on my face while I'm preaching, come and paste it. Let nobody stop you. I didn't say naira, I said dollar. The Holy Ghost leads you to shout. Jump up and shout. If anybody who came from different land is sitting by your side, say, "Now you Sabi, this is Brother Assembly." Shout unto the Lord. If anybody from Catholic Church sitting behind you, where they don't believe in shouting, and then they believe sanctified life is a judge life. You do judge when fire never come upon you. When there is nobody, fire they burn. When they do like this, they go small, small. When fire of the Holy Ghost is upon you, nothing can hold you. You will jump. People will think you are a madman. Yes, you are mad for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Revelation chapter 19. Who is that woman there? The bride. But one of those three women took leaven, three measures of meal, and mixed it with leaven. Amen. One of them. And it's the one in Revelation chapter 17. The doctrine of sanctification. Leaven there is yeast put in bread. It corrupts it, pops it up, and things like that. That's why for 7 days after the Passover feast. 7 days after the Passover feast. Oh, Jesus. 7 days. Nobody in Israel is to eat leaven. No leaven in your house. The bread you are to eat must be unleavened bread. For how many days? 7 days. The Bible says so. It was a type. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says, Jesus Christ is our Passover. Hallelujah. On the cross of Calvary, he became the Passover lamb. Amen. And from that day that he resurrected, 7 church ages, 7 different dispensations, there must be no leavened bread. You are to eat the unleavened bread of the word. Uncorrupted word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 7 church ages. The woman took it instead and corrupted it. Substituted it. For justification, you know what they stand for. For the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know what they mean by Holy Ghost. There. They give you something to take. Holy Eucharist. Those of you who were there, you know better than me. Praise the Lord. And for sanctification, they leave it to purgatory. Where you go and purge yourself when you die, before then, you can be transferred to heaven. And by that, destroy the whole meal of salvation. You have to understand that. And that woman is a mother of harlot. It means he has children. If your mama is a harlot, it's certainly you too go prostitute. And it's referring to the Protestant churches that broke out from her, that organized themselves and teaching the same kind of doctrines they inherited from their mama. It will Abraham that preached what I am saying now. Hey! If not for will Abraham, by now, me too, I will have my headquarters and many branches. How will Abraham taught us in the beginning, it was not so. And we should come back to the beginning. Come back to the original. In the beginning, there were no women pastors. Show me women pastor in this New Testament. No apostle ordained their wife into the ministry. And Apostle Paul said that he does not permit a woman to teach. No, you usurp authority over the man. A woman cannot be ordained into the ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the qualification to come into the ministry is not Bible school. The church can make you a minister when God has not made you a minister. And whoever calls you, that is the person you will be loyal to. If it's your chio that calls you, you'll be loyal to your chio. If it's the Holy Ghost that calls you, you'll be loyal to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I don't have headquarters anywhere. And I don't have a Jew over me. And no human being should answer that title Jew. General overseer, it is wrong for a believer, a minister of God, to answer that title. It is wrong. Every pastor of a church is the overseer of that church. Somebody shout overseer. Say it again. Don't add general there. Praise the Lord. Bread assembly here, the pastor here is the overseer of this place. Choosing our neighbor here, the pastor there is the overseer there. Redeem, the pastor there is the overseer there. Wherever, anywhere there is a pastor, whether you are branch or sub-branch, whatever it is, where people gather, children of God gather, and you are pastoring them, you are the overseer of that local church. You cannot oversee beyond that place you are. Because you are not omnipotent, omnipresent. You cannot oversee everywhere at the same time. Therefore, you cannot be a general overseer. The Holy Ghost is the general overseer of all the assemblies. It is error. It is error. The only offices ordained in the Bible, they are the offices in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. You are either an apostle, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or a teacher. Any other title you have, you gave it to yourself. Or your church gave it to you. It has nothing to do with the church of Jesus Christ. Therefore, you cannot be receiving promotion of titles. Promotion and titles. From ordinary pastor to area pastor, provincial pastor. Then you become reverend. Then you go and become reverend doctor. Then before you know what, a sinner, wretched sinner, saved by grace, will address himself as His Holiness. His grace. Some of them bear His preeminence. Hey! Whatever title you have, superintendent, prelate and primate, archbishop. I am not yapping anybody. God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And you know who we are, what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life, the original life, the original word. His word sing the Son of Man. The seven seals, the
original sin.
We are traveling on the right road.
Yes, we are. We are traveling on the right road. There is one way to the city of God. We are traveling on the right road.
If you will go, if you will go,
if you will go, go in the meat. If you won't go, don't hinder me. Say if you won't go, don't hinder me. Say I'm on my way.
I love what you are doing, brother. Come with that instrument. Come, bring that instrument. Come. When you leave your house, you are going to worship God. Carry something you will use to worship God. Man. Come, brother. Come. Hang it. Hang it. Hang it for your neck. Hang it for your neck now.
There are people almost everywhere. With us at all our place. We the fire there at Pentecost. Which plants and make them clean. He's not burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I want of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I am one of them.
I'm so glad.
Say one of them.
They're one of them. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sure when you sit down there, your neighbor will say, whether this man is crazy, hang this thing for his neck. Tell them that is how you serve your God. Hallelujah. Be seated, somebody. Listen, church. Listen. Suddenly, untouchable rulers of nations, poor people began to rise against them. Gaddafi of all people is no more. Mubarak is no more. Saddam is no more. All of a sudden, they are fighting themselves now in Syria. Assad is shaking. And people are not catching that as it is happening natural, it is also happening spiritual. There is a group of people that have decided to rise against the nonsense that is happening in Jerusalem. I am one of them. In Christianity, all that nonsense happening in Christianity. Somebody must rise up and correct it. It's not Christianity they are showing us. Bring what they are claiming to the Bible, you won't find it lined up with the Bible. Come out of her, says the Lord, and not be a partaker of their sins. And who is it that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Don't worry, they will soon hear us. They will soon know us. They turn church to family business. A man and his wife and his children. We say, God, call them. Call them to do what? Where do you see that pattern in the Bible? church has become money making businesses. It's pending me because it took us time to convince them in the government, Lagos State government, Alausa, that we are not that type of church. We don't get money. They say a lie. When I get money, not be church. That's why they pay me. That's why they react like this. They are not serving God. The Bible said their belly is their God. Their God. Their belly is their God. When you come to this church, the first deliverance we do, this is a deliverance ministry. The first deliverance is from the spirit of religion. We take time to realign your thinking, to see your salvation through the Bible rather than through your church. It's not easy, but we shall achieve it. Because this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again. By the anointing, Jesus brings the joy. Lost and another Elijah to pray your power down. Send a fire, also send a rain to heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah. The Elijah has come. I said that Elijah has come. Stop asking for Elijah. He has come. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up our love. As we victory is our own, who will change down in the past? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the enemy was persecuting us here, amen. The enemy was persecuting us, and they could not stop us. Hallelujah. And you will wonder, why are they persecuting us? Why is God allowing them to persecute us? Rain will fall, our hearts will shake. When cloud will change, our heart will shake. Breeze will blow our tent away. My heart shall sing, and I pursue them. Oh, my heart shall sing. He's God has sent His soul. Oh, my Lord, I pray. My heart will see.
of glory.
Let me hear the sister. Sister. But until then. Let me hear the brothers. But until then, brothers.
Until then, my heart be open. Until then, my heart be open. Oh.
Everybody now.
But as we say, we turn our carry on. Jesus is my comforter. Jesus is my comforter. I am not alone.
I am not alone.
My comforter. Jesus is my comforter.
He's my comforter.
Jesus is my comforter.
I am not alone.
I am not alone.
The rock that never
fails.
I know
you.
Oh, the rock that never fails.
Let me hide in you.
Let me hide in you.
Cause I know you, the smile
in you. Say, say. Oh, the rock that never fails.
Let me hide in you.
Let me hide in you. Hallelujah! 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 Be seated. I don't forget, send our priest and they preach. I can't begin, they sing, they go. Okay, let me come back to my sermon. I don't forget, send and they preach. Let me continue my message. I don't forget, I don't they sing, we don't they dance, they go. Praise the Lord. Some people call happy, say, it is said the sermon don't finish. I never start. Hallelujah. Something happened in the Garden of Eden that reduced us to what we are today. Sin that was imputed to us. Therefore, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It separated man from God. The process whereby that sin is removed, we have access to God, is called justification. What is the baptism of the Holy Ghost? It is the next stage after justification. What God does to deal with the sin nature, you have access to Him, then you submit yourself, and He gives you a power that causes you to live a life that is pleasing before Him. That is the meaning of grace. And the next stage is sanctification. The process that God uses to clean us up in our lifestyles. The process of sanctification is the same process whereby a human being in your daily walk, Every day, you have to bath, take your bath. Because every day you sweat, you pick a lot of debts. As you go along, angels don't take baths. Angels don't have river where they go and bath. Because everything naturally is speaking of something spiritual. The process of the new birth of a woman is also speaking of the process of the new birth spiritually. And that's why a woman, the first thing that comes out when it is time for delivery, hallelujah, praise the Lord. She first takes in a seed from the husband, receives a seed, the seed, amen, takes root in her womb, and when it is time to produce the seed that was planted, what is the first thing that comes out? Water. After that, what happens? The blood. And what happens? The life comes in. When Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross on Calvary, the Roman soldier pierced his side. The first thing that took place was what? Water came out. After that, what? Blood. After that, Moses and Luke came out. The process of the new birth.